listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. A sweaty day for Aussies on the East Coast with a burst of summer settling in, seeing temps soar into the high 30s. Victorian authorities are on alert for fires because of those hot conditions coupled with strong winds. Heat warnings are also in place for large parts of New South Wales and southeast Queensland. Well, not the news Aussie homeowners want to hear. Interest rates will need to stay high until at least next year to deal with our country's inflation pressures, according to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. Westpac Chief Economist Bill Evans has a different take on the cash rate rises.
So I would expect that after the May board meeting, there'll be a quarter. At the May board meeting, there'll be a quarter of a percent. I think that'll be it, I've got to say. I think that the economy's slowing down, inflation's coming down.
Ukrainian officials are welcoming the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for the Russian president. Vladimir Putin, alongside his Children's Rights Commissioner, are accused of illegally deporting children from Ukraine during the war. Moscow has repeatedly denied the allegations. Briefly, TikTok could be banned from all Aussie government devices due to security concerns. And in true St. Patrick's Day fashion, the Prince and Princess of Wales have sipped on Guinness alongside Irish guards to celebrate. Kate also presenting sprigs of shamrock to officers and guardsmen. Collingwood has run out winners over Geelong with a 22-point victory against the reigning premiers at a packed MCG. The Pies' new skipper, Darcy Moore, telling Seven he's happy with how they played.
I think the coach is pretty open about saying we want to be fun to watch. So, it's fun to play. So that's how we want to go about it.
The game was marred by a sickening arm injury to Pies veteran defender Jeremy Howe. While the action continues today with North Melbourne playing West Coast.